8:34 at the time on 640 WXSM. We were in here a few mornings ago, and we received word of the death of longtime legendary head coach Charlie Bayless, Bud. And you and I have talked about him the past couple days, and we've gotten calls from folks over the last few days, their memories of Charlie. I saw just an outstanding picture the other night that Tate Russell had put up on Twitter, and it was during a game that night, and South Green's girls were playing in it, and their head coach is Stephen Gregg. Good enough to join us this morning because the picture, Bud, was Coach Gregg there with the towel around his neck and the ping pong paddles there in his hand, honoring Charlie Bayless. Stephen, welcome. How are you? Good to have you back.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, talk to us a little bit about Charlie Bayless, because you credit him with teaching you how to win championships, which South Green has certainly done.
I mean, my first memory with Coach Bayless, I was a senior in high school, and I played for a good high school coach who at the time knew I wanted to be a teacher and a coach, so he introduced me to Charlie, and my first memories of Charlie was just, this guy's full of life and compassion and just high energy, high strung, and I really hung on every word that he said, and I really enjoyed meeting him for the first time. And I didn't realize it until I started coaching at middle school right out of college. He had actually put some ideas into my head because I started kind of doing like the ping pong paddle without realizing what I was doing in my early years of coaching. I had different defensive styles, and I had a different color towel for every defense. And I would just pull out a towel when I wanted to change it up. But it kind of reminded me of what Charlie would do with the ping pong paddles.
Did anyone ever mention to you, hey, Stephen, that's kind of what Coach Bayless does? Did anybody say that to you?
Well, no. Just reflecting back on it now, it does kind of compare to what he did, And I thought that was very ingenuitive of him,
Yeah.
Because his situation was a little different. Almost like the Vanderbilt until a few years ago, where he had to sit in the south end zone and try to coach 90 feet away.
I like that, sit in the south end zone. Yeah, I understood that. So but where did you have those paddles and the towel the other night? Was that something you just kept over time? You don't use them anymore regularly, do you? Or do you?
No, I did not. We were saddened when we got the news Monday morning.
Certainly.
And, I just felt led to do something to honor him, just, with such a legacy and a legend that he is. I just kind of draped the towel on my shoulder because that's how I remembered when I had to play against him.
Yep.
In high school. Man, and I hated it. I hated it when he would get out there and freeze the ball and put it in the teepee because it was almost like playing keep away with little third graders, You just teasing you.
Yeah. Did the paddles, did that mean anything to the girls the other night, or was that pretty much for show and respect for Charlie?
It was basically just for Charlie.
Yeah.
And we had changed up a couple defenses for tournament time, and they didn't know until pregame what I was doing. And I said, this is a life lesson. This is why you coach, and you understand it's greater than just us. It's a legacy that's left before. And I said, the ping pong paddle had two different colors, and we were going to do two different defenses based on the paddle because tournament time, you never know if it's loud or whether they could hear you or not. So I thought it was a neat gesture and just to pay respects to Coach Bayless.
I just thought that was cool, and then Tate had a really good picture of that. And Stephen Gregg with us from South Green High School, the Lady Rebels. I got to tell you, dude, I know you've been to the state, won the state, yada, yada, yada. This may be one of your better coaching jobs this year because, man, you coached how many different teams this year? Five?
It seems like five different teams. I mean, we've had a lot of adversity thrown at us with, kids going sideways and kids giving it up and injuries. Just got a girl, one of my senior posts, just came back from a broken wrist. Mm. And, it's really hard to try to find our identity, but we've had to find it now for the fifth time. And, I just got news yesterday. I got a kid pulled out of class or out of practice. I think she may have mono. So now it could be a different lineup than what we thought it was going to be yesterday morning.
Yeah, it must be about game time then. Game time on Friday night for you. 17 and 14 is what I've got here. But look, good grief. Look at that schedule you played this year. You guys don't back down from any schedule, do you?
No, I mean, that's what we've got to get the kids to buy into, was the teams that we've lost to. Before we went up to Unaica, I was on the bus just looking on Coach T, and outside of our conference, we had 20 games outside of the conference, and all 20 of those games had a better win-loss record than us at that point.
Wow.
So that tells you right there, we have been battle-tested, you know, playing like your Lakeways and your Knox Catholics and Granger and GP. I mean, we really loaded that schedule up and didn't realize I was going to have such a young team with freshmen and sophomores and, you know, a couple of seniors. So it's really made us mature faster than they really wanted to, I guess.
And you've won, what, 6 out of your last 7? 8-0 in district play this year, I believe, too, right?
Yeah, and then we just won the district championship. So I think the schedule's paying off. Not to overlook anybody, but the toughest game of the year coming up is that regional semifinal game, which is the most pressure-packed of all.
And that would be the quarterfinals coming up on Friday. You'll be hosting Pigeon Forge, correct?
Well, that one, you know, it's an elimination game as well. But
yeah.
I always felt like coaching that next one, if
yeah.
we can get past Friday, that one on Monday is always the tough one, because it's, if you win, you get 2 more games. And if you lose, you know, you're heartbroken.
That'd be 1AA, the tournament, the regional tournament. Now, as we talked about, it'll be home sites of the better-seeded teams. Where will the tournament be played after that, Stephen?
It moves to Gatlinburg on Monday.
To Gatlinburg. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's great stories on Charlie. I just wanted to say thank you and kudos to you. I just thought that was really cool, and glad Tate got that picture of you.
Well, let me tell you how the conversations went with Charlie.
Okay.
you know, this is the good part here. I had a good team my first team I took to the state a few years back, and we went up against a good Middleton team who was 32-0.
Yep.
And we led all but the last 32 seconds of that game. And we had a 9-point lead that dwindled down in the last 4 minutes. And it was just a heartbreaking game. And when I got back, I said, I will not go through that again, to where our girls got tight and they were trying to pitch the ball cross court. And those cats out west were just breaking on it and shooting layups. And we lost a heartbreaker. And I came back and I said, I want to talk to Coach Bayless. And I've never had a conversation with him other than when I was a senior in high school. So at the time, Jordy Harrison was my assistant. He had played for Charlie up at Happy Valley,
right.
And we lined that up, and we go up there and we sit down in his den and we have a good talk, and he showed me some things that I implemented into our coaching philosophy. And then the next 2 seasons we were state champions after that, and I credit him for helping me with that holding pattern.
Wow. So basically, I mean, not basically, you went to his house, he showed you how it was done, and the rest is
absolutely
history.
That's yep
outstanding.
I mean, it was crazy. We came back. You know, we had a good celebration there at the school because it had been 20-some years since we had won a state championship on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then my daughter was sick on Monday, so I couldn't come to school and enjoy it the next day. So I had all kinds of pent-up emotions sitting at the house. So when my wife got home, I said, I've got to do something. I've got to go to Johnson City. And I didn't even tell her where I was going. And I went back up to Charlie's house.
Outstanding.
And Miss Jane let me in, and she was as nice as could be, and we had a really good sit down talk, and I thanked him for showing me the things that we implemented, and of course, you know, old ball coaches are going to critique.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. I've always been somebody that wants to know. You know, it's not just me; it's a process. So I asked Charlie. I said, Charlie, did you catch the game? He said, Yeah, I did. And I said, well, what were your thoughts? And before I could even say the word thoughts, he's already spitting out. You know, and he speaks so fast.
Right.
It was just like, well, Coach, that one shot you took in the corner was ill-advised. And I said, Coach, I know exactly what you're saying.
Wow.
We had a little lead, maybe a 5 or 6 point lead, and we were pulling it out. But a little Weichel girl just hit 3 in the corner that second half, and she was feeling it, so she let one fly, and but he reminded me of it, which was cool.
That's out. Is that Braylon that's down Carson Newman now, or her sister? I guess
it was her sister, yeah. Kinsley.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
you know, she had a good little run and made the all tournament team, which is a good story for her.
Wow.
And one thing about it, too, was I didn't want to draw attention away from it, but that was my 300th high school win. So that makes it even more special because I will always remember that one.
Oh, that state championship game, that one you were talking about.
No, the district championship. Oh, we were actually playing Happy Valley, ironically.
Oh, my gosh. You're talking about the other night.
Yeah. I didn't want to draw attention away from what I was doing, but that was win number 300 in my high school career. So wow. That one was fitting that it was against Happy Valley, and I'll always remember that one.
Wow. Congratulations on number 300, and best to you on the rest.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.